Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Darren Woolley, the global CEO of global marketing consulting firm Trinity P3. Mr. Woolley, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
So, Darren, if you would, explain the mandate of Trinity P3 and how the company helps the marketing and advertising industry around the world to lead things off today.
Well, we act as independent advisors to both marketers and their agencies around improving productivity and performance. And we do that by addressing what we've identified as the six biggest challenges facing marketers and advertisers today.
Also, from what I understand, Trinity P3 has a huge following with marketing and advertising professionals following your blog and your podcast. That's pretty cool. Can you tell us what is the key area they consistently want to read about?
It's interesting because I think everyone obviously wants success, except that in the complex world we live in, it's increasingly difficult to actually find the way, the path to success. So most of the biggest readership and listenership we get is whenever we're talking about overcoming those issues, overcoming the complexity, really getting the focus back on how to measure performance and how to overcome the obstacles that often get in the way. So issues like media transparency, media performance, how do you measure value? Issues around production, how do you streamline the production process so that you're able to test and learn better in the marketplace? Technology, we've got lots of people reading about, how to choose the best technology platform. So it's quite a broad spectrum, but we find that when people really engaged in wanting to find what success looked like and how do I overcome the obstacles I'm facing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you would, what is your biggest frustration with the current digital space when it comes to marketers?
There's quite a few frustrations. I think, first of all, from a marketer's perspective, many marketers have been seduced by what looks like an easy approach, but also a low-cost approach to reaching audiences through digital media. And yet not a lot has been focused on, well, what's the return on that investment beyond last-click attribution? So I think the first one is this false value that appears to be in digital media. And secondly, that's compounded by the fact that it is often very hard to have like-for-like comparison across media channels to actually get a sense of how are these media working together and how are they delivering value to people. So when people talk about transparency, I think we have to go beyond just the cost of media transparency to actually being able to get to the point where we can measure true value of that media investment.
And thanks for your response. Most helpful there. Today we are joined by Darren Woolley, the global CEO of global marketing consulting firm Trinity P3 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how do you see technology companies leading a more transparent relationship with marketers and platforms?
It's a really good question because I think there's a conundrum here for the technology companies. And technology companies, I think, have to acknowledge the fact that if they're selling advertising, they really have become media companies and that they have to embrace the same level of rigor and responsibility that a media company has for the messages that they put out there. So I think if the technology companies that are selling media or broking media advertising opportunities, they have to start acting like media companies and first of all take responsibility for the content that appears in their platforms. They secondly have to provide and make sure that we get to a like-for-like comparison across all platforms, that things like viewability, proving that it's actually a human being that's seeing the ad, and also counting and starting to move towards the value proposition of delivering, well, what is the value of that media spot? So I think there's quite a bit of work to do on the technology side, the platform side, of actually starting to behave more like a media company rather than just a technology company. The other thing is the intermediaries, the agencies also have a role to play in this because they're the ones that work across multiple platforms on behalf of their clients. And they need to start working with the platforms to broker the conversation around, well, what is a consistent and meaningful metric that we can all use? And I know there's been quite a bit of work done here, but it's still quite fragmented. And marketers really struggle with being able to get a sense of a like-for-like comparison. So I think these are the areas that the industry, but specifically the technology companies, need to work on.
And Darren, certainly appreciate your input there as well. Most appreciated. Now, what would your advice be as a CMO who is grappling with a fragmented media and marketing climate?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? because I can only imagine sitting there as a CMO with a media budget and trying to work out what the best solution is. And to be honest, we get asked this a lot. We get asked, you know, well, what would you do? And the fact is, people are looking for best practice. We live in an increasingly complex world. Some would say it's always been complex, but it's increasingly complex now. And so the honest answer is there is no simple solution because it will vary from market to market. It'll vary from segment to segment, product to product. So, you know, there is no single solution. What CMOs have to become is more comfortable with that ambiguity, that movement. And so have a core strategy, but then be willing to test and learn so that when opportunities arise, you can actually have a process of not just moving your money into new channels and hope, but actually set up proper experiments to see when you try new channels and try new creative in those channels, what are the results you get and the tangible results so that you won't miss out on the opportunities as they present themselves, as the market expands and evolves, but also so that you can start reporting back on what performance looks like and what value looks like. Because I think every CMO is trying to chase success and chase growth, but you can only do that by testing and working, finding out what works for you.
Mr. Woolley, can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Trinity P3. If listeners wanted to get further details online on your firm, where's the best place to get further details on Trinity P3?
Well, look, everything they need to know is on our website, which is Trinity P3. That's letter P, number 3.com. You'll find our blog, our podcasts, white papers. We're quite prolific in actually sharing the knowledge that we've gained over the last two decades, working with some of the biggest advertisers and their agencies around the world.
And that's easy enough, and we'll be checking out the podcast as well. Good stuff there. Again, folks, it is trinityp3.com. Mr. Woolley, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Darren Woolley, the global CEO of global marketing consulting firm Trinity P3. And for further details, visit trinityp3.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.